Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the market close report. The Aussie share market today was peppered with quite a bit of volatility today. It kicked off trade down by as much as 0.25%, but managed to finish the final session of the month in positive territory, up by just under 0.5%. Now, the catalyst for the recovery was a softer than expected update on inflation released by the Bureau of Statistics. They basically came out today and said that the CPI index rose by 6.9% over the year, which was lower than the 7.6% forecast. It was a similar story as well with the core CPI index, which came in at 5.3%, once again below expectations of a 5.7% increase. So this gave rise to the idea that the Reserve Bank of Australia may actually slow down in its pace of interest rate hikes. Now, that thought alone entertained quite a bit of buying sentiment today, especially in the interest rate sensitive areas of the market. For example, we saw the tech sector, which was down by as much as 1% today, actually finish with a gain of 1%. The property sector added to its earlier gains, and the financial sector, although it finished with a modest loss, it actually recouped most of its losses, having been down by as much as 0.4% at one stage today. Now, moving over to some of the bigger movers in our market today, Temple & Webster, an online furniture retailer company, it actually held its annual general meeting today. It basically said that revenues that it's noted in November are tracking higher than revenues that it saw in the November last year. It also said that some of its factory as well as its freight costs are easing, and it also reiterated its EBITDA guidance for the current financial year to be around 3-5% of its total revenues. Now, that was quite well received by investors, given that the stock rose quite substantially today. It finished the session with a gain of around 14%. It was one of the best performers on the All Ords today. But looking closer at the ASX 200, AUSTRAC commenced civil penalty proceedings against the Star Entertainment Group in relation to the Star Entertainment Group breaching anti-money laundering regulations. The Star Entertainment Group actually finished on a rather flat note. But other than that, there weren't too many major announcements released by companies within the ASX 200 today. But in saying that, if we look over the month, the Aussie share market today, rallied by around 6.1%. It was its second straight month of gains. In fact, it had its second best month so far this year. We go into a bit more detail in terms of how the Aussie share market performed over the month relative to other share markets around the world in our month in review video. Over to currencies now. The Aussie dollar wasn't too shaken by the inflation report today. It currently hovers around the 67 US cent mark. But on that note, have a good night and thanks for watching.